Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Alrighty, we're back. And there's a very wicked man named Klaus Schwab. And he is into a lot of wickedness. And they have prepared. They were ready to let the hammer go and just started a massive, massive way of depopulating this planet. Which, you know, we've been talking about the ways over the years. They've been doing it little by little with the diseases that they've manufactured, the plagues that they manufactured. One of the ways that they often talked about openly was, you know, using vaccines to eliminate the people, to sterilize and eliminate. But here's a clip to listen to this because, you know, this is another sign of the soon coming world tribulation upon this planet, but go ahead and take it away.
Nicole Schwab, the daughter of World Economic Forum co-founder Klaus, is extensively cooperating with prosecutors in the Crimes Against Humanity case against key figures of the global elite, sparking fear in the WEF, the UN and the WHO that their diplomatic immunity is about to be revoked and arrest warrants issued. Behind the scenes, the so-called untouchables are panicking. Investigations, once thought impossible, are in full swing. Prosecutors are circling. The illusion of immunity is cracking, and whispers inside the International Criminal Court say we're on the brink of Nuremberg 2.0. Real names, real trials, real consequences. The globalist elites have made the last 5 years hell for humanity, but we've held strong, maintained our dignity, and exposed their deceptions one after another. Our abusers have been backed into a corner, and now they're being forced to admit the crimes they've committed. They want us to forgive and forget. But we, the people, are not going to let that happen. Because this isn't just about justice, it's about reckoning, and it's closer than they think. The ship is sinking, the rats are turning on each other, and Klaus, he just dove overboard. Schwab shocked the globalist establishments last week with the sudden announcement of his imminent resignation from the WEF, the very empire he built over 5 decades. But then came the real kicker. The very next day, whispers became headlines. Schwab is officially under investigation. And folks, it's not just a slap on the wrist. The probe is heating up fast. Allegations of governance failures, financial misconduct, WEF funds funneled into luxury perks, including, get this, massages and spa treatments for elite insiders. And we all know how they like to party. All while Klaus crisscrossed the globe in private jets, sipping champagne in Davos, and lecturing you about reducing your carbon footprint and your future life in a 15-minute city. The mainstream media, they're acting stunned, like this all came out of nowhere. But here at TPV, we're not buying the act. We've been tracking these developments for years, reporting what they wouldn't touch. Our sources, better. Our reach, deeper. We knew the walls were closing in. This investigation isn't just about misuse of funds or shady boardroom deals. No, this is the tip of a much darker iceberg. One that stretches back to the origins of the WEF, the global depopulation agenda, the fake pandemic, and the digital prison they try to trap us in. And here's the twist they never saw coming. The rats are turning on each other as the ship sinks, scrambling to save themselves, while the rest of the world finally catches up to the truth. One of those rats? Nicole Schwab. Yes, that Schwab, daughter of Klaus Schwab himself, the architect of the WEF, is singing like a bird, cooperating fully with international investigators. According to prosecutors, her testimony could be the Rosetta Stone of the globalist takedown. Not just about the pandemic and legal cover-up, but about the endgame, a systematic plan to depopulate the Earth. Billions of souls culled, not just through forced injections, but through decades of contamination in our food, water, air, and the threat of more engineered pandemics to come. What Nicole has revealed behind closed doors is beyond chilling. It's methodical, coordinated, and backed by hard data. Data, she claims, was stored in secret WEF servers and distributed through quiet back channels to a network of loyal governments and institutions. We'll get to the explosive details in just a moment, but before we do, you need to understand, Nicole Schwab isn't the only one breaking ranks. There's another name you need to know. Meet Pascal Najadi. His father, Hussein Najadi, co-founded the World Economic Forum with Klaus Schwab back in 1971. 10 years later, Hussein walks away in disgust, calling the WS vision dystopian, anti-human and criminal. Now, Pascal is picking up the torch and throwing it straight into the heart of the globalist machine. He's handed over boxes, literal boxes of records, internal memos, emails, data logs, and private communications from his father's archives. Documents that spell doom for the WF, the WHO, Gavi, and the entire Geneva-based global control complex. As Pascal puts it, the devil lives in Geneva.
Geneva looks beautiful. It's beautiful. It has a lake. It has this shadow. It's very peaceful. But there is a dark side to it. Everything evil in the world related to demo side unfortunately comes from Geneva. You have WHO in Geneva. You have Gavi. Then you have the WEF, the World Economic Forum, which my father was a co-founder and left Klaus Schwab out of disgust in the early 80s, that has diplomatic immunity. I, as a Swiss citizen, right here now, declare that the WEF is not eligible anymore for diplomatic immunity. I call on the Swiss authorities and security to arrest those people immediately. Why? The WEF, WHO, Gavi, Big Pharma, Big Tech, Bill Gates, all advocated a global humanity injection by a bioweapon injecting nanolipids into 5.7 billion people. And we Swiss are hosting them? That's terrible. We cannot tolerate any entity that promotes poison to be injected into humanity. But you've done it. I'm the victim, I'm dying from it. And my mother too. As a demo side, and you'll be judged. It will be corrected in the name of humanity.
And if you think he's bluffing, think again. It was Pascal Najadi who led the legal assault that brought down Swiss Prime Minister Alain Berset, the face of Switzerland's COVID crackdown. Berset has since resigned in disgrace. His official plans? No plans except for yoga, he says. He can do all the downward dogs he wants, caged in a prison cell where he belongs. But Pascal's not done. Far from it. He's gunning for bigger fish. The UN, the WHO, the WEF. He's working to strip the diplomatic immunity, an immunity that's protected them for decades, from prosecution for crimes that defy imagination.
The snakehead is in Geneva. I call it a direct, clear and present danger to the Swiss population. But I can tell you, it is being cut off. If you have a house of cards, and this is a house of cards of a criminal, one card pulled by justice and the whole card house collapses. But from hope alone, it is not done. Everybody must now change the spirit. And all the vaccinated, the injected, knowing that they are poisoned. We are the masses. We are billions of people. Let's just stand up and say, stop. We will not comply. And in French, ni oubli, ni pardon. Because we are the guardians of humanity and our light obliterates the darkness of evil. Always.
And with Nicole Schwab talking and Pascal Najadi digging, it's only getting worse for them. Up next, we break down exactly what Nicole Schwab has said behind closed doors. From secret WF documents to planned vaccine waves to how the next pandemic was already on the schedule. You'll want to hear this. Because what she said could take down not just her father, but the entire house of cards he helped build. They told us it was about building back better. But what they didn't tell us was that their idea of better meant billions of us gone. The COVID pandemic was never about public health. It was the trigger, the catalyst, the manufactured crisis that would allow unelected global bodies like the WHO to seize unprecedented legal powers, while the WF and UN moved to finalise their dream of a one-world government. But we the people stood firm. Through censorship, coercion, lockdowns, mandates, gaslighting, the most coordinated psychological operation in modern history, we refused to bow.
maybe there is a Geneva Swiss syndrome, but definitely there is a UN syndrome, because people are so afraid of what's going on because the United Nations is occupied. But people in there don't understand. Those who understand keep quiet or try to speak in different ways to help people to wake up. So if you understand that, you know that this was very easy to carve a world government. If you don't have a force that stops that and says, we the people is more important. And that's what we're doing now. We are trying to build a we the people movement that is very global, something completely different. But what is going on in Geneva is the opposite at the moment. There is no right to WHO to give any orders to dictate to the whole world like they have done. And the Global Alliance for Vaccine and Immunization, Gavi, got total immunity from the Swiss government. You can find this admin.lex in the Swiss database. Go and look. This is a coup d'etat, clearly. It's a global crime scene. And we are bringing little pieces of evidence to people with humility, because in science, you always have a doubt. It's a healthy doubt. And I think that is a very important attitude.
And now the empire is crumbling, the lies are unraveling, and the self-proclaimed masters of our future. The ship is taking on water, the rats are fighting, the lies are exposed. And the age of elite impunity? It's over. As a WEF whistleblower reveals, it's carnage backstage at the WEF, and the rats are fighting amongst themselves to save their own skin.
You ever seen someone realize it's all about to come crashing down? I have. I saw it on Nicole Schwab's face when she walked out of that ICC debriefing room, like someone who just realized the walls weren't going to protect her anymore. She wasn't glowing with courage. She was pale, shaken, breathing like she just outrun something. Because she's not doing this out of principle. Nicole Schwab is cooperating because she's terrified of what's coming, scared of being on the wrong end of a crimes against humanity charge, and scared that the name Schwab isn't going to protect her anymore. She's singing like a bird out of survival instinct. This is cloak and dagger, lawyered up damage control, quiet meetings, backdoor channels, files passed in silence. She's giving prosecutors everything she can. Names, dates, internal comms, because she knows she's standing on a crumbling ledge. And the only way out is to push others into the fire first. You want an example? Here's one that dropped jaws in the room. She described a World Economic Forum off-record gathering in late 2019. Davos again, of course. Klaus was there, along with reps from WHO, Gavi, a couple biotech CEOs. Topic on the table? Not pandemic preparedness, like the press kits claimed. The real agenda was population control, what they chillingly called population optimization. Nicole remembered someone saying, half-joking, that if they played their cards right, people would beg for the shot that would thin their own herd. And people in the room were laughing, her father among them. She says that's the moment she felt sick, but she didn't say a word back then. Not until now. Because now the walls are closing in, and her name, Schwab, is radioactive. She's handing over documents, digital records, memos. She's walking prosecutors through the mechanics of the biggest psyop in human history, how death counts were inflated, how PCR cycles were manipulated to pad infection numbers, how fear became the real virus. And the jab? She confirmed what many already suspected. It was never about immunity. It wasn't. Experimental delivery system, a rushed product designed, tested, and distributed with the goal of reducing the population while claiming it was about public safety. She even revealed internal projections, documents showing expected birth rate drops, excess death trends, and long-term fertility impacts. The language was clinical. Cold, like they were managing livestock, not human lives. And Nicole kept quiet about all of it until now. She's not alone either. Others are flipping too, opening up the vault. Old staffers, previously loyal, are turning tail because they all feel it. The ship is going down and everyone's scrambling to save their own skin. Some are trying to disappear. One WF executive caught a private jet to Dubai last week using a forged diplomatic passport. He didn't make it past customs. Nicole's not running, she's negotiating, and we're finally getting a glimpse of what they were planning all along. It's ugly, it's evil, and it's not over. Not yet.
Geneva may be the headquarters of the globalist elite, but the crime scene extends around the entire world. And we won't rest until justice is served and a reckoning is delivered. Take New Zealand, for example. Jacinda Ardern ruled one of the most corrupt WF-infiltrated vassal states during her time in office. And the fingerprints of the global elite are all over the crime scene. Former New Zealand TV presenter Liz Gunn published an update about one medical clinic in New Zealand, where 30 people received a COVID injection on one day, and all 30 of these people died within the same close time frame. Mainstream media would like you to believe that this is just another coincidence.
We saw their jab date. And we saw their date of death. Let me give you just one of many examples. On one day, 30 people were jabbed on the same day at the same location. All are now deceased. And their deaths are in close temporal time proximity to each other. That's 30. That's all players in a rugby match on the field suddenly dead. You see, statistically, the numbers of deaths we saw cannot be attributed to natural causes given same site and same date of vaccination. It would be, what they say statistically, highly unlikely. We are calling for an inquiry. Not just any inquiry, a full-blown criminal investigation leaving no stone unturned. New Zealand is a crime scene.
Jacinda Ardern's government knew that the jabs were poisonous, and yet they pushed them on the public regardless. Meanwhile, Ardern was gaslighting the people that she was supposed to be serving, telling them to trust the government as their only source of truth.
All righty, we're back. There you go. Now, for years, we've been telling you, going all the way back, you remember the days of Tex Mars when we had Tex Mars on the radio program? I used to go and I used to sit in their meetings of the, you had Planned Parenthood, where you had the World Economic, you had the World Health Organization, you had the ACLU, all these people, and I would go and I would sit and I would just take down notes, and they were talking openly about depopulating the planet and also Agenda, back then it was Agenda 2020, I believe it was, and now it's Agenda 2030, whatever. And here they talked about how, well, with Bill Gates, especially in Africa, with the human papilloma virus, how more they killed more young girls off with the vaccine than they did with the than died from the virus. Just like here, this whole thing with the COVID kill shot. There's over 20 million people have died from that shot, and you could add Fauci's name in, and he's a big part of all of that here with Klaus Schwab and the others out there. So we've been talking about this for years, but now say, all of a sudden, why is it important? Because they were ready to push this agenda ahead flat out. Bill Gates, at the same time, wanted to go ahead and use chemtrails to try to block out the sunlight, starting in Europe, just depopulate the entire planet, folks, down to the so-called global elite, those from about 8 billion people. Now, the interesting thing is this, too, that at the time of the flood, most of your historians believe that there were about 8 billion people at the time of the flood, and you know, we're approaching that now, and you know, God does things the same way. Oh, you know, because he doesn't change, and so that was the whole idea. They wanted to depopulate the planet down from 8 billion down to a half a billion, and these are the mindsets, and you have that in the Democratic Communist Party. All of these people, like Chuck Schumer, Hillary Clinton, they're all a big part of this, and so. Anyhow, what we're going to do, I think, is open the phone lines, take some calls. A couple of things happening out there. The Dems corporate media are trying their best to manufacture outrage. They're showing you people are angry all across the country. Everybody's angry at Trump. Everybody. No. Okay, we're angry at you. We're angry at you, Chucky Schumer. You're approval rating has hit 17% and down, okay? We just saw what, you know, the mainstream media, they call are no longer mainstream. People aren't buying it. They're trying to promote this, but people, you know, just aren't buying what they're selling. One of the good things happened today, Trump signed a deal with the mineral deals with Ukraine. What he's been talking about, and this is going to really help very rapidly pay back. We're going to get back a lot of that money we've spent in Ukraine. Now, at the same time, Putin says, wait a minute. We've got those minerals in Russia, too, rare earth minerals. Why don't you do a deal with us? There might be something going on there, too, in Russia. But anyhow, here... What else is going on? Let me get the number out. 888-677-9673. Is Wendy still with us, or did she?
No, I'm still here.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, I've got an early morning tomorrow, so I'm gonna have to scoot. But a pleasure to be with you and all the listeners, Pastor.
Before you scoot, why don't you plug your radio program and plug your all-natural power herbs?
Sure. We have a free product catalog. People can request by phone at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. They can also go to the website, thepowerherbs.com, to request one. You'll have an option also to download it, but we do send a hard copy. The radio show archives, Herb Talk, is also on the website. And we also are on Rumble under the Empowering Apothecary. So lots of ways to listen to the show. And we offer free online newsletters by email that go out twice a week, the American Survival and Health Quest. So we have lots of to learn and to get educated about herbs.
In the days we're living in, would it not be a really good idea to have a good supply of natural medicines?
Black walnut.
The way God has given us.
Seriously,
yeah,
got some black walnut. India and Pakistan are about to have...
If you think about the walnut, it has the natural iodine. What did they used to do when you went to the nurse's office when you fell down and skidded your knee at school? She put that orangey iodine stuff on there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, your black walnut has the natural iodine in a synthetic form. Knowledge is power, and from Genesis to Revelation, what does the Bible say? Herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations.
Absolutely. And so I'll throw in with God. I'll trust God over Big Pharma any day.
Well, no lie, because what we just heard was a conspiracy to commit genocide.
Yeah, I know. And that's what they've been... This has been in the works for many years, and now, but now they're getting ready to move. Trump is what's gotten them ready to move. They're afraid because they're seeing what's happening. You just had today. Trump had the CEOs of all these large corporations coming in, all pledging money to go back to capitalism, and these world leaders, and that they're afraid of losing power. And people like Schwab and that, so they were ready to kick in and do their best. And so to depopulate the planet, they really believe that you and I are parasites on the back of Mother Gaia. I sit and listen to them. They believe that...
anyone who's not an elite is a useless eater.
Right.
Well, Well, they also think the masses are animals, because if you even look in all 50 states of the United States under their code as to what medicine is supposed to be used for, you'll see this line for humans and other animals. So we're considered in an animal category. It's really bizarre.
Wendy, have you heard of that sodomite activist Harari? His speeches,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
How he's, they're committed to transhumanism, and they literally think the human race is going to go extinct based on
I've noticed in the journals lately, the science, the discussions and conclusions and stuff, they really think God didn't finish things, that they're going to finish it for him, make it better. So your immune system's one of them, but I think it's all just,
By extinct, I mean they want to become transhumanists, merge with the nanotechnology, and
you have to think Musk has a part in that with his, you know, his think, this brain link stuff. You have to wonder about that. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to run. Always great to be with you guys. And, Pastor, just let me know if you need some more herbs, okay?
Alrighty, I will do that, young lady, because I will be needing some fairly soon.
God bless you, Wendy.
God bless.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She's a real sweetheart. That phone number, folks, by the way, for her is 866-229-3663. Again, 866-229-3663. That's thepowerherbs.com. And she really knows her stuff. She really does. So now...
What do you think, Pastor? Should the World Economic Forum and that sodomite activist Harari be investigated?
Absolutely. He should be on the list. Harari is one of the things. First of all, you wouldn't have to worry too much about him because, see, people that like him, if you go to Isaiah chapter 5 and it talks about the fool, okay, these people, Harari has come out and he has mocked God.
Blasphemed.
Yeah, and, people that do that don't end well. Ferrari's going to either repent or he's going to wish have all returning to wish he had.
Well, my point is that there's many signs that we're going to have revival in America. Glory to God.
Well, there's revival have broken out in some places in America.
And that all these people related to the COVID crimes, the Crossfire Hurricane, the list. You've gone through it on a nightly basis. But these people need to be held accountable.
Yeah, I know that.
Global scale.
You got to watch from within. See, the enemy from within is always the one. We have to watch one rhinos, okay? We got to watch for the rhinos because they will stick it to you. We got to have, just like in that Senate vote you talked about today, okay? It passed, did it not?
That's good news for America. So this is a Gateway Pundit article. The Senate vote to eliminate Trump's tariffs fails, despite three GOPers siding with Democrats. Two senators who would have voted to terminate did not show up to vote.
What about the vice president? He usually breaks the vote.
So this article says, the Democrat and Rhino effort to blow up Trump's global tariffs suffered an embarrassing failure in the Senate this evening after two senators failed to vote. As the Gateway Pundit reported, Senator Rand Paul has sponsored a resolution that would have terminated all the Trump tariffs, including those on America's top adversary, China. So what is going on with Rand Paul? The vote deadlocked 49-49. Meaning it failed by one vote. But there were three Republicans who voted to stab Trump in the back and end the global tariffs, Rand Paul, Susan Collins, and Lisa Murkowski.
And they stabbed us in the back, too.
Well, more importantly, because they work for us.
Yeah.
So Senators Sheldon Whitehouse and Senator Mitch McConnell did not show up to cast their votes. So praise the Lord for that. What their motive was... that is yet to be determined, but thank you, Senator Sheldon and Mitch McConnell, for not showing up.
Already.
The tariffs are working, and you guys need to do a history lesson on America.
Yeah, in fact, like I said, today the CEOs, they swarmed. They just swarmed the White House out there. You had all of the big billionaires out there and talking about all the money. I think it's over $6 trillion right now has already been pledged, to moving back here to and so right now, Trump is on track to deliver the biggest blue-collar tax cut in the country's history.
$8 trillion in new investment.
It's up to $8 trillion now? There you go.
So hallelujah.
Yeah, but, boy, and all you're hearing on the fake news media is that how bad things are, how angry people are, how, here.
They lie.
The Democrats here in Ohio this morning, Ohio News was saying how they're concerned how these, first of all of a sudden the Democrats are worried about jobs other than government jobs. Usually in the past, they just care about government jobs, to them, government is God. But here, all of a sudden, they're saying that Trump's tariffs, they're going to affect the jobs. It's going to cost jobs in Ohio. That's just exactly the opposite of what they're going to do. So it's the
$8 trillion of new investment.
The lines are open at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We'll be right back.
You know, it's sometimes hard to live the Christian life in the real world. But we've found that when you don't, dysfunctional kind of becomes our middle name. And we found that often what you need to do is just take a little time for Jesus. You need to go down on your knees and pray once in a while.
You'll have to drink the bitter. America like he did. What are the words that I must say to you to tell you how sweet this thing can be? Or are you one that has denied him? If so, the chances are you won't.
Who are those? Who are the callers again? Tell me again. There,
Cliff Vera.
We have Jack in San Diego first.
Alrighty, let's go out to. Let's do Vera first. Ready? Let's do Vera. Vera, you're in the air. Go ahead. Hey, Vera. Vera in New York.
Yeah, this is Vera.
Go ahead. You're in the air.
Remember, Pastor Ernie, when you was. Did a Bible study when you were saying God would not be mocked.
Amen. God will not be mocked.
Yeah, so remember when Cuomo lit up the Empire State Building by killing all the babies? And
yeah.
I remember he was outraged by that, and so was I. Okay. Remember what happened to him? He went down after that, right?
Yeah.
And then the mayor of New York City, he did the same thing with abortion on demand.
Mm-hmm.
All about, you can get an abortion, just pick up the phone, you can get an abortion on demand, or they celebrated, they had a parade. Well, he went down after that with his indictment. The third one was Tish James. What Tish James did, well, she, during that same, abortion on demand, I mean, she pretty much, they were celebrating, had a parade, and she pretty much said that she proudly went into the abortion center and aborted her baby. Well, you see what's happening to her.
And you can add Kamala to that, too. You can add Kamala. When Kamala started her campaign, the very first place she visited was an abortion mill, and she was boasting about it.
And look what happened to her. So I just wanted to, share that with you, because, as you said, America's national sin is killing babies.
Amen. And
Vera, have you heard of the Right to Life movement?
Yeah.
Is there one in your local county?
Oh, listen, yes.
You should get involved. That's the best way to...
on the planet.
I'm sure she is. I'm sure Vera is involved with it.
Oh, so, listen.
Gotta protect and save the babies.
That's pretty much what I'm, I watched this and I'm just waiting. I said, eventually God would not be mocked. They're going down after this. So anyway, I just wanted to share that.
Thank you very much.
Have a blessed night. Bye-bye.
God bless. You too. Thanks, Vera. Let's go to Jack in San Diego. Jack, you're in the air.
So, Pastor Ernie, Elon Musk has many companies and corporations, and one of them is called Neuralink. And I was wondering if you're familiar with that.
And that has to do with AI, does it not?
It's got more to do with making changes in the brain and trying to hook the brain up to a computer. So you have, essentially, he wants to make everybody a genius, and you would have all the knowledge of Google. But I heard a story yesterday that I thought of you when I heard the story, is that Neuralink has successfully completed a brain transplant in a man. And so I wonder, well, what happens to the man? Because it seems to me that everything a person is contained in your brain. And if you get a brain transplant, you're not going to be the same person you used to be. You're going to take on the traits and beliefs of the person that you got the brain from. And I was wondering how that would affect religion. So say, Pastor Ernie, you get a brain transplant. Well, what happens to Pastor Ernie?
Very, very interesting.
I just wanted to throw that out.
No,
there.
You can't. Well, the point is that you wouldn't
because
be Pastor Ernie anymore.
That in the story, this was the third time they have successfully completed a brain transplant. Well, it was the first time I ever heard about it.
And the first time I've heard about it too, and I'd really, really check that out.
If it's true, Jack, the point is that whoever the brain came from is who that person would be.
You know, it's an interesting thing, Jack. You know how throughout God's Word, the Bible, it talks about the heart. Okay, it comes from the heart for what a man, what comes out of the mouth comes from the man's heart. Well, so about, probably 7 or 8 years ago, they did a big study, and they literally, and this was the big news for about a week, that they found within the human heart a tiny brain within the heart. And I remember this, and so here, think about that, because the Bible says, for what a man, what comes out of a man's mouth comes from his heart, what he says, what he believes, what he thinks, okay? And so I think that's very interesting. I'd have to try to
check the legitimacy of that article. No,
that was all over the media.
The other question I had is the physical part of man versus the spiritual. So the physical would be, say, the brain, and the spiritual side of man is not physical. It doesn't, to me, it doesn't take on a physical entity. It's spiritual. It's like it's there, but you don't feel it or see it. So the question I had is, like when you're finishing a prayer, you say, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, I've always wondered, I don't know anything about the Holy Ghost, but it seems like this would be what I'm talking about, spiritual, not physical. And I don't know where your spiritual side of you resides. What can you tell us about the Holy Ghost? Where did it come from, and how should we handle it?
Well, the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. You have, God is a triune being. You have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And here you see from Genesis to Revelation, God the Father gives the marching orders. God the Son always carries them out. And the Holy Spirit provides the power. And with us, we use that word as energy, just like a human. You have a body, a soul, and a spirit. The soul is your personality. That's who you are, okay? But the spirit is your life form, your energy, and that's when you're, for a Christian, we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. So our spirit is with God's spirit, the Holy Spirit.
So, Pastor, how about this question, this whole brain transplant stuff? You can't once you're born again, you are united with God. God is dwelling in you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get a brain transplant. You can't transfer your soul. So it would. What's the answer to this? So when the person what's the answer to it?
See, well, that's exactly why I brought it up, because I was thinking the same thing. And
well,
my final question is, God,
Jack, it's got to be when they get the transplant.
Entity, or is it a spiritual entity?
Say that again, Jack.
Is God a physical entity. In other words, it takes on the form of us because we're in his image. Is it something you can feel and touch, or is it, or is God spiritual?
Well, yeah, the fullness of the Godhead was found bodily in the person of Jesus Christ. So when you looked upon Jesus Christ, you saw God, you saw the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit there in the entity of Jesus Christ himself. So, yeah, God takes on a physical form. You call it a theophany, or in the case with the Lord Jesus himself, a Christophany.
And here's the scriptural answer to this. It's from Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, meaning Jesus Christ, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of the Christ.
We're going to have to move on, but thanks, Jack. And we got Cliff really quickly. Cliff, go ahead. You're in the air.
It's interesting that Nicole is getting pangs of conscience. That could be part of it, as well as just the fear. Stefan, the current head of the Moderna Corporation's, there's a clip of him in 2019 saying we're going to make billions of dollars from his shots, from his kill shot, ironically. So this was all hatched, this COVID thing, at the World Economic Forum.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Another thing is New Zealand only has a population of 5 million people. And so they can kind of trace, hey, they only had, I think it was just two deaths from COVID, and they can trace these records, like who took these shots and when. So basically they've murdered thousands and thousands of their own limited population in a very remote area. But also one more thing quickly, I know you got to go, is there's yesterday's Redacted News podcast, the last section, there's an interview with a doctor. There's a team of doctors that basically studied in over 800,000 insurance records of women that took the RU486 here in the U.S., or globally, and there's catastrophic ill effects on them from these shots, such as severe bleeding, infections, severe infections, on and on. And he said that there's no way this should be on the market, yet they say in the label less than 0.5% of ill effects happen, and the percentage is like way, way more than that. So basically the FDA put this out there, and they had no studies on it whatsoever. And the guy behind it originally in bringing it here from France was Bill Clinton.
Yeah, it figures. Well, thanks. I've got to move on. Pastor Hal, are you there?
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. You've got about 5 minutes. Am I right there, Style?
Yep.
Tell the folks how they can get to heaven.
Okay, it's very simple. You know, Ed, the whole world, they're locked up in a lot of false religions, a lot of false ideas about how to get to heaven. But there's only one right way, and that one right way is God's way. And, you know, like a lot of truck drivers, if they want to find out how to get from point A to point B and they don't know, they could ask a dozen people and get a dozen different directions, but there's only one right way. They go to the trucker's atlas. You can find it at any truck stop, and the atlas will tell them the correct way to get from point A to point B. Well, that King James Bible is God's atlas to tell you how to get to heaven, and nobody else that goes against that has any credibility at all in God's eyes. And shouldn't have any credibility in our eyes. God has a way. And Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So So you could be a member of every church in town, like I've often said, and die and go to hell with all your membership cards. If you don't have Jesus Christ in your heart, if you haven't received the payment he paid in your place in full on that cross. And Jesus, when he died on that cross, right before he died, he said, it is finished. See, here's a simple plan of salvation. God hates sin. He loves you, but he hates your sins. God cannot let sin come into heaven, not even one sin. And we sin every day of our lives in thought, word, and deed. And the only thing that can wash away those sins is the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why it says in Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. So salvation doesn't come from being a church member. It doesn't come from some guy wearing a dress and walking around and saying absolution over you and all this hocus pocus stuff. Salvation comes through the blood of Christ. That's the only way to get to heaven. And John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. You see, what Jesus did on that cross was he transferred. He was being allowed to transfer every sin you and I have ever done, no matter how bad it's been, no matter how many sins it's been. And right before he died, he said, it is finished, which means you can't add to what he did. All you can do is either you receive what he did for you or try and get there some other way, which isn't going to work. So God hears me talking to you right now. God knows what's going through your heart right now. And Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace, that means freely, are you saved, that's saved from hell, through faith, and not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. Going to heaven is receiving the free gift that Jesus Christ did for you in your place. He did all the work, and he's offering you that finished payment as a gift. And either you receive that gift like a man out in the ocean reaching out for that life preserver and receiving it, or you try and get there some other way and die and go to hell. And God, if you want to go to hell, God's not going to stop you. But God don't want you to go to hell. He wants you to receive that payment because he loves you, and he wants you to be under conviction about your sins and receive that payment. That's why Jesus said, except a man repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And repentance is admitting something to God he knows already anyway, that without Jesus Christ in our heart, we're lost and on our road to hell. But in being sorry about the fact we're sinners, we ask him to come into our heart and give us that payment he paid for us. If you'd like to do that, the Bible tells you how. In Romans 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The call means to pray. That's you talking to God.
1 minute, Sal. Go ahead.
My job as a preacher is to lead people to Jesus Christ. And if you'd like to receive that payment right now, God hears me talking to you right now. God knows what's going through your mind and through your heart right now. So open the door of your heart and pray this prayer and mean it. Oh, dear God, I confess unto you that I've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. And Lord Jesus, I hear it now. Ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of all my sins, and save my soul from hell. Because, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on that cross and shed your blood for my salvation. And I here and now receive that payment and thank you for being my way, the only way to heaven, and that you've given me that payment just now for my salvation so I can have heaven for all eternity. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And 1 John 5:13 tells you that now that you've received Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have eternal life. That's God's promise to you, and God cannot lie. So I'll see you in heaven someday if you've repented.
Amen.
Amen.
We're out of time for Hal, so I want to thank you for that, and we want to say thanks for being here. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
And always, always keep fighting the fight.
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 Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.